Congratulations, first and foremost, on the victory. It didn't look pretty at times, but you know what? You come out with a road win.
Yeah, we did, and it didn't look pretty. You know, and a lot of that was some shots early on didn't fall. I thought they were good shots. We got into the paint. We got kickouts, and we had good movement. So we'll live with those, and we'll knock them down, you know, as the season goes on. But that was really, you know, what made this score look the way that it did. You know, if we knock down a couple of those early, I'm like, we really extend this thing. And then, you know, late, I think we were up 18 or whatever it was, and then we got lost on a couple of screens, and they hit a couple of threes, and I just didn't think we were very assertive getting the ball down inside to Jackson, and we didn't have much movement out of our post players down there. So I got to sharpen that up, got to be better with that. But, you know, their big kid takes up a lot of ground and very physical. I thought it was a very physical game, especially underneath. Not so much out top. I thought they were pretty touchy with some of those. But, you know, we come out of here with the win, which is what we were, you know, wanting to do. But at the same time, we wanted to look a little better.
Do you think maybe with Jackson being in foul trouble for pretty much the entire night, that maybe lost his aggressiveness maybe a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, because he knows, like, if he puts us in that spot, you know, where he's really got to sit, you know, for extended minutes, we're not as good as we would be. But I thought Sage had a big night. You know, I say that to get a couple of dunks, one that got called away. But, and, you know, he helps us. He's long. He can contest at the rim. But, yeah, with Jackson, the foul trouble is always going to take you out of it a little bit as far as being aggressive. And when you play the position he does, and there's so many bodies, and it's really hard, I think, for those kids down there who are getting hung on all the time to not, you know, want to, you know, be physical. And when he can't do that, yeah, he's got to be smarter with the fouls, though. The fouls that he got were uncalled for, and he's better than that as far as the decisions that he made with them. So, you know, he knows it, and he probably won't do that much more this year.
I was going to ask you about Sage. I mentioned this in the first half. Did you have this on your sheet that he'd be the first one to make a three for you this year and the first one to make a dunk for you this year?
I did not. I did not. But, yeah, you know, we talked about that, I think, Wednesday, and he goes to the gym all the time. And he's constantly trying to get better. He's a very intelligent kid. He knows what we're doing. And he competes, you know. He communicates with our guys. And I do know that when he gets out loose and if there's a glimmer of hope that he can dunk it, he's going to try. He's not shy about shooting the threes. And like I said earlier, I don't think the threes that we shot were bad. I thought they were all pretty good. Because they were kickouts, you know. We were stepping into most of those. We just couldn't get some of them to fall. And you're going to have nights like that. But I thought defensively we were, for the most part, we were pretty good. We got them sped up a little bit. But too many easy, you know, easy looks there for three late in the game where, you know, those are inexcusable. But, you know, every one of them, the guy that was guarding the ball was knocked down, you know, on a screen. And you just got to be tough and fight through that and keep your feet and contest a shot. But we weren't there. They made some plays, and, you know, we were able to make enough down the stretch, though.
Do you feel like that maybe they started to dictate the tempo and pace a little bit, probably middle third quarter after you built up that 18-point lead?
Yeah, I did. And, we built that lead up. A lot of it was based on our defense, you know, getting us steals and easy buckets. We got to the line a couple times, I think, in that. And then they were pretty deliberate with what they were trying to do offensively. And, again, it's one of those things. It doesn't matter if it's Jackson or not. Number 50 is a big boy. And he makes you have to look at him and double-team him a little bit. But I thought they did a decent job for the most part. Early on in the game, 24 was hurting us down low because Coy kept getting stuck on him, and we didn't fight around that. We just kind of sat behind it. And I thought they did a good job of cleaning that up later on. So, I like to watch our guys play, and I think they did it. I think they showed tonight, you know, aside from some shots going in, they share the ball pretty well, you know. And at times, I've said this before, at times we share it too much and we put ourselves at bad spots or turn it over. So just got to be smarter. But game one, you know, down here, a pretty physical team. I thought our guys did enough to be proud of. You know, I thought they played hard, and we just got to clean up some of those little mistakes.
Well, you get 3 days of practice next week for the three-game run in 3 days. It's Colorado week next week.
Yeah, it is. You know, I'm just hoping, you know, we get a lot of kids, the youth, the young kids into the gym to come watch. You know, I know a lot of them are excited, so hopefully they show up. I hope a lot of a lot of adults come down because it'll be a fun 3 days, you know, three games all in Scott City. You know, we don't play a ton of home games, but this little stretch should be fun. So hopefully we get a lot of support out there because, you know, it's fun to watch dunks in high school basketball. And everybody gets excited about it, so why not come on out and watch? But, you know, we just got to be a little better.
Well, it's one game out of the year and a good start here. 9 straight 1-0 start for Scott City. Coach Brian Gentry here post-game. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.